Okay, end of war, I think. Well, we have Pio sitting there with his old friend or whoever. And he's talking then about the situation of the world today. And he's talking about the Mahabharata, and she wonders why, what is this Mahabharata? And then he quotes something from it, from the Bhagavad Gita part, and it's about the asuras, how they behave. He is my enemy and I have killed him and I will kill others, you know, who are against me, that kind of thing. So he says, so what I am seeing today more and more is how the world is dividing up, well, east and west, never shall they meet, or whatever it said. But you know, it's from over here, India and so on, and Asia, that you find Dharma or Tao or the way. And they will tell you that in the West they have Adharma or Asuric Dharma, ruled by parasites. Yeah, that's what colonialism is. So in the West they now see it. Time for another war. And you know, in the Mahabharata, that's what happened. There in Kurukshetra, where Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, these words, just before it started. So my question, in this story, is, does it have to happen again? And it really seems like the warmongers, the aggressors, that are now more and more coming forward openly, are on that western side, and on the other side, the sides, the south and the east and the north. They are not interested in war, but to cooperate, to build a better life for themselves. So he's talking like this, and in this way establishing this, you know, the asuras versus the suras, and how it is there in the Mahabharata, Kamsa, for instance, blind King Dhritarashtra. And we can throw in little snippets from that story, and then show the parallel with what is going on in our story.